This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Elaborate arrangements are in place for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. 93 constituencies spread across 10 states and one union territory will be covered in this phase tomorrow. In this phase, 25 seats of Gujarat, 14 of Karnataka, 11 of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh and a union territory of Dadra Nagar Haveli and the one in Diu will go to polls. In Assam, polling teams are being sent to polling centres for the third phase of voting tomorrow. 47 candidates, including 6 women, are in the fray for 4 seats in the third phase. Over 81 lakh voters can vote tomorrow at over 9,500 polling booths. Senior police officials said that international borders adjoining Assam have been sealed. Central armed police forces have been deployed at critical polling booths and webcasting will be done at least 50% booths. Quick response teams are being placed in services at vulnerable areas. Micro-observers have also been deployed at critical polling stations. Candidates from Congress, NDA, AIUDF, Borderland People's Front, TMC, CPIM, among others, are contesting in this phase. Campaigning has intensified for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Voting in this phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 10 states and union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates from 10 states and a union territory are in the fray for this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a public meeting at Ganeshi under Gopalpur Assembly constituency in Ganjam district and another public meeting at Chikali ground in Nabarangpur district of Orissa today. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Orissa after the announcement of polls for the Lok Sabha and Orissa Assembly, which are going to be held simultaneously from the 13th in this month in 4 phases. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a public meeting today in Samastipur district of Bihar. He will hold the election rally this afternoon in support of BJP candidate Nityanand Rai at Narghogi in Sarai Ranjan under Ujjiarpur parliamentary constituency. From the Grand Alliance, the RJD has fielded former State Minister Alok Kumar Mehta from Ujjiarpur seat. RJD leader and former Deputy Chief Minister Tejasvi Yadav will campaign in Saran and Sivan parliamentary constituency. The withdrawal of candidature for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in the fifth phase. Voting for this phase will be held on the 20th of this month. Notification for the 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Orissa, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the union territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Nominations can be filed till the 14th. Voting will take place on 1st of June. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over parts of Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Maharashtra and Karnataka today. The IMD has said that these conditions will also prevail over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till the 9th of this month. The passenger ferry service between India and Sri Lanka will resume on the 13th of this month, tentatively, at a much lesser price. The service connects Nagapattinam in India and Kanakisanthurai near Jaffna in the northern province of Sri Lanka. The ferry service was launched in October 2023 by the Shipping Corporation of India. The ferry service will be operated by a private operator, Industry Ferry Services, selected by SCI in consultation with the government of Sri Lanka. The Indian women's 4x400m relay team has qualified for the Paris Olympics after finishing second in its second round heat at the World Athletics Relays at Nassau in Bahamas. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Lucknow Super Giants last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.